Part 6.
I had a plan how to collect the ransom so that no one would see me, a plan that professional kidnappers would be happy to have. At 8:30, I was hidden in the big tree near the white fence, waiting for old Dorset's messenger with the reply to our letter. At 8:30 exactly, a young boy rode up the road on a bicycle and found the box at the bottom of the fence. He opened the box and put a folded piece of paper in it. Then he rode away again on his bicycle back towards Summit. I waited an hour until I thought it was safe. Then I climbed down the tree, took the note from the box, slowly walked along the fence until I reached the woods, and was back at the cave in another 30 minutes. I lit the lantern, opened the note, and read it to Bill. It was written in pen, in bad handwriting, and this is what it said. To two desperate men. Gentlemen, in the post today, I received your letter about the ransom for the return of my son. I think you are asking for too much money, and so I am making you a different offer, which I think you will accept. You bring Johnny home and pay me $250, and I agree to take him from you. You must come at night, because the neighbors think he's lost, and I can't be responsible for what they will do to anybody they see bringing him back home. Very respectfully, Ebenezer Dorset.
Wow, I said. What an impolite, insolent...
But I looked at Bill and stopped. He had the saddest look in his eyes that I've ever seen on the face of a man or an animal.
Sam, he said, what's $250 after all? We've got the money. One more night with this kid will kill me. Mr. Dorset is a gentleman, and he is making us a very good offer. You aren't going to miss the opportunity, are you?
The truth is, Bill, I said, this kid has gotten on my nerves, too. We'll take him home, pay the ransom, and leave quickly. We took him home that night. He didn't want to go home, but agreed to go when we told him, your father has bought you a silver gun and a pair of moccasins, and we're going to hunt bears tomorrow. It was about 12 o'clock when we knocked at Dorset's front door. At the exact time that I was supposed to take the $1,500 from the box at the bottom of the white fence, Bill was putting $250 into Dorset's hand. When the kid discovered we were going to leave him at home, he started to scream and quickly put his arms around Bill's leg. His father had to separate him from Bill, and he had a lot of trouble pulling the kid away. How long can you hold him? Asked Bill. I'm not as strong as I was, said old Dorset, but I think I can hold him for about 10 minutes. Enough, said Bill. In 10 minutes I will be across the border and in the next state. It was dark, and Bill was fat, and I am a good runner, but he was at least a kilometer out of Summit before I could reach him.